Good evening and welcome to Politically Incorrect. Your host, Andrew Schechter. This week's topic is the tangled web we weave, Biden and the Ukraine. Brought to you by eternalaffairsmedia.com, also known as EA Truth Media. Your host tonight is myself, Andrew Schechter, author of Darkwater Game Over and two-time delegate for Donald Trump, the Republican National Convention. Please help us with a donation at donate.eamedia.online or by buying some bling at store.eamedia.online. Please help keep the truth online. We solemnly opened tonight with a prayer for peace. Evening, Eric. Prayer for peace, a prayer for all those involved in the conflict with Ukraine. Heavenly Father, let us with an open heart and an open mind pray for those affected by the war in Ukraine. Not just for the Ukrainians, but for the Russian soldiers who've been placed in a tough position. Many Russians are suffering from the actions against Ukraine. So we pray for everyone that's affected. We pray that you help see a quick end to all the conflict and all the hatred and all the violence. And especially for the kids, O Lord. Children don't deserve to be affected by our hatred for one another. We pray for a quick end to the conflict. In your heavenly name, gracious Lord, amen. I have just a quick moment of silence for all those affected by the war going on. And thank you all. Thank you all for showing up tonight. List of donors for the month of, well, I got February. I don't have a March list yet. Month of February, Reverend Dave, Janet, Lisa, and Dean. Truth Premium, Sinus of Dean, Patty, Linda, David, Bruce, and Basket Full of Fabric. I love that one. Hi, Mike. Patrons of Alicia and Reverend Dave and Dan. So God bless all of you, and thanks so much. Thank you all for your contributions and for your dedication to our podcast this evening. So we're going to start with a few, as always, with some random ramblings and random thoughts before we get into the main topic. So, you know, I was just thinking of how crazy and insane this whole world has gotten. It's just nuts. It's crazy. No matter what you say or do, the other side, whichever side you're on, the other side doesn't listen, whether you're a conservative or a liberal or you're somewhere in between. I had an email came in from a fellow, came through my congressional portal. I'm running for Congress. And he said, you're one of them Trump people. You don't bother to look at science or fact or anything. You just bow down to Trump. You really ought to get rid of him and get in line and help us out in our district. Think about the people. I guess the idiot didn't read my website. You know, I'm one of the most un-Republican Republicans in the humanity has ever seen. Yeah, and I fight the party. Because the party's wrong in many ways. I don't bow down to the bat crap crazy people over and on the left. But I listen to them. And a lot of what I support is not what the Republican Party supports. Because the Republican Party's got their heads so far up their backside, they don't know which way is up and which way is down. So I responded back to the guy. The guy never even had the courtesy to get back to me. But, you know, they don't care. As soon as they see a picture of Donald Trump, they come after you. Just like when, you know, conservative sees a picture of Joe or Hunter Biden or Hillary Clinton. Think about the person at the other end, not the picture on their page, is not who they think they support. Because maybe they're just brainwashed. Maybe we need to brainwash these people back the other way. Maybe Jesus needs to come back and down and clean the whole mess up. Speaking of Jesus, you're going to hear from me pretty soon, hopefully. You know, I'm working on this congressional campaign. Yeah, I'm friended. I 4 or 5 people, Anna said, my daughter Anna says 4 or 5 people unfriended her when Trump ran the first time. I think I got about 4,000, but then I got about 10,000 that friended me. But anyway, so I started in this campaign and I told the people, I said, look, I'm on a mission from God. I said, if you want me, because they came to me, these two groups, they asked me to say a prayer for their meeting. And I said a really nice prayer, and it was a prayer for the president as well. It was a little while back. And at one point they said, you know, we really need to replace the congressman. We need to get a congressman that really stands by the Lord, stands by the people, stands for conservative issues, and stands up and is willing to fight and die for those issues if necessary. And he's looking at me. I'm like, you ain't looking at me, are you? And that's how I ended up in this mess. I told him, I said, look, I said, I tried this once before. I said, it takes an act of Congress. Well, even more than that, it takes Jesus and the four horsemen to become a member of Congress. Just, you know, the first step, they make it so hard. It's modern day and age. We've got to get pencil and paper, and you got to put your name on a paper. You got to get 1,000 to 2,000 signatures just to get on a ballot. It's insane. It's crazy. You know, Arizona, I think some districts in Arizona, maybe the state of Arizona, are starting to finally do electronic petition signatures. Hell, I could get 50,000 signatures just from people in my district that way. But now we got to go around, and it got to be exact. And God forbid they put they sign what they should print or print what they should sign. They throw that signature out, and they will challenge you. Then you got to fight it in court. But I told them, I said, look, if you get me on the ballot, I said, I don't care if I win. So if you get me on the ballot, number one, I'll fight like hell for you and fight like hell to win. Number two, so I will praise Jesus in 16 different languages. I will walk the country with a cross on my back, because I'll know that it's a mission from God at that point. And I just called the guy, and I'm like, I haven't done anything for it. I'm like, every other congressional candidate's out there pounding the streets. And I asked the guy, I said, like, so what's the deal? He goes, he's out snowmobiling. The one guy that's running the show, he's out snowmobiling. He goes, I'm like, I'm really concerned. He goes, don't worry about it. I'm pretty sure we got it. So you know what? It's a man of faith, preacher man. So yeah, we're two of a kind. I'm like, yes, absolutely. You know, all the way. So faith and God is with me, and we'll see where this goes. But you'll be hearing a lot about it sometime after the 15th if I get that signatures and if these people actually made it happen. I got bets on it that they can't do it. All right, down to the topic at heart. So first of all, I want to open with that I have mixed concerns and mixed issues with the war going on in Ukraine, but not with the tragedy and not with the people that are involved, not with the hurt and the pain and the suffering. I think we can all agree that that's not right. To what end? And why all of a sudden? Now here, here's where we're going to get into the interesting things, because there have been wars in Ukraine. And now they're all going to Poland now, by the way, of course. I don't know if you heard that. It's like, this is the only place they can go. They can cross the border to Poland. Does anyone of my listeners realize just how many wars and battles have been fought in Ukraine since 800 AD? and they usually lose. The Rus-Byzantine War of 941, they were defeated. Sviatoslav's invasion of Bulgaria was defeated. German-Polish War in 1018, defeated. Yaroslav the Wise's attack, defeated. Ruthenian and Cuman raid in 1092, Poland won. There's a million of them. Andrew II's military campaigns. They won that one. The Mongol invasion of Rus, defeated. And it goes on and on. You've got the Kosciuszko uprising in 1591, defeated by the Polish, no less. Fedorovich uprising, 1630, stalemate. Barabash uprising, 1657, stalemate. Defeated in a Hadamach uprising 1750 by the Russian Empire and the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. And it goes on and on. And you get into modern times. Of course, you had World War I, you had World War II. You had... Oh, there was a break. There was actually a break during 1942 to 1950 where the Ukrainians weren't involved. Right in the middle of World War II. So you get into more modern. Now, here's the real challenge. The real challenge started in 2014, the Russo-Ukrainian War. The Russian annexation of Crimea, the war in Donbass. So this war has been going on since 2014. And there are many battles that you don't see on TV that are ongoing. There's dozens and dozens and dozens on. Why all of a sudden is it suddenly in the news? And suddenly the Russians are the bad guys. Well, you know, hi, Zygmunt. I'm glad you got in. So, why all of a sudden? Well, I think it has something to do with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. It's back in 2014. Now, think about the change of regime in Ukraine after 2014. That's when Hunter Biden joined the natural gas company named Burisma. With no qualifications for the job, except that his father was a vice president at the time in the Obama administration. Getting paid $50,000 per month for the job. And pretty much not doing anything. Buying up companies and buying into the various interests in Ukraine. And the Obama administration should have done something about this, but the White House literally couldn't force Hunter to accept the job. Given the larger family context, you know, Joe shouldn't have, was reluctant to confront him about it. So at the time, no congressional Republicans complained about it. The European Union hailed the decision for various things that were done at the time. And there were loan guarantees and some other things that were involved. A fellow named Ukraine's Prosecutor General Viktor Shokin wasn't doing enough to crack down on corruption. But everybody's praising him. But now, guess what? Shokin got fired after the Burisma event because of Joe Biden operating on behalf of Hunter Biden. So the question is, was Shokin actually investigating Burisma it's a matter of dispute? Or was he involved in the whole plan to ferret money to various people, including Hunter Biden, rather, and Joe Biden? Now, there's a lot that's not been, there's a lot that's not been brought out. But one of the interesting things is that Ukraine, right before the current conflict started, there you go. That's it. You stand with Russia. Who said that? I just saw somebody say they stand with Russia. So yeah, as far as I just scrolled past, my daughter Anna, absolutely. The Russians, you have to look at where the Russian conflict came from originally. See, the real problem was that there's parts of Ukraine that were actually, when it was the Soviet Union, you had two parts of the, in the south and up in the east that actually were annexed with Russia more tightly than the rest of Ukraine, and they all speak Russian. Which like I said last week, when the army's coming in, they're like, we don't know who to shoot because we don't know who the Russians are. And the way they said it, it was like they knew that they're not going to hurt the Russian speaking people, the people that actually support Russia. I do apologize. I'd love to have you on. We have kind of a tight schedule tonight, but I'm having issues with getting guest speakers in. Unfortunately, we're working on that though. After the election comes up, maybe we'll have some people come on as guests. I think that'll be a lot of fun. I've tried it a couple times and it didn't really work too well, but we're going to make it work. No problem. We'll get you on. Keep coming back. We got a couple people working on to get the inbound call functional. So anyway, isn't it odd that just as soon as Ukraine decides they're going to come out with demanding money back from Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, saying it was illegally taken, and all of a sudden that war breaks out and every city in Ukraine's being destroyed? It's crazy. There's obviously something going on there that more than meets the eye. Ukraine's got a lot of value to the West. That's the other problem. And the West stands together. But they won't fight for the Ukrainians, but they'll stand together on it. But that war started when all of a sudden, we're not helping them. All of a sudden, nobody wants us to come out because there was a lot of money involved. And if, from what I was told, I was talking with a whistleblower I wrote my book about, and he was saying that the Vatican was pouring money into Ukraine to do certain things that were less than legitimate, let's put it that way, and getting money back. Getting money back in return. And yeah, there's a stubborn behavior. And you're right, Sayle. It's a stubborn behavior between the Russians and Ukraine. But it's been ongoing for the last 800 years. But all of a sudden, it becomes a problem. It becomes an issue. All of a sudden, when people start questioning the Vatican, they start questioning Hunter and Joe Biden. They start questioning the British Empire. All of a sudden, there's a distraction. Russia comes in and nobody's there to stop it. There's a lot of videos out. I mean, I don't know who to trust anymore. Seriously, I know you obviously can't trust the mainstream media. They're all like, oh yeah, the war sucks and we got to do something with Ukraine and we got to help them. And they never explain why the Russians are going after them. They never explain how it all started. It started in 2014. It started the same time Burisma came to be. Isn't that funny? Right, exactly. And yeah, there, no one can, Sahil says no one can do anything to Russia because Russia has veto. It's got a power of veto. The real problem, see, is that there's an agreement. God, I can't remember the name of that agreement. Was in the 1950s. Somebody would come up with the answer for me, but there's an agreement where unless you're like in the you know, NATO or one of these other groups, that you can't go after another country to try to change their country or try to take over, or, you know, it's kind of an agreement where you can't do anything. And because Ukraine's not part of NATO and part of any of these other organizations, we sit back and watch. They have no allies. They're their own worst enemy. But they've been that way for the last 800 years. Now, watch as things turn out, that all of a sudden this whole issue with Burisma and Hunter Biden is going to just disappear. It'll even disappear in the less than mainstream media. You know, and all of a sudden, you know, the virus is disappearing and everything else is disappearing. Coincidental? Coming up on midterms? The last disruption, the 2020 disruption was the pandemic. Now we got Ukraine war as the distraction for the midterm elections. Coincidence? I don't think so. Now, what effect will this war in Ukraine have on the midterms? I think that the Democrats are going to be adversely affected by it. And Biden is just the most idiotic, misshapen, mangled piece of garbage that ever inhabited the White House. And his sidekick isn't much better. Something needs to be done. The problem is they're hurting their own party. You know, between a war that they can't be, that we can't help with, a pandemic that can't be resolved, that nothing worked that they did, none of everything they said turned out to be false, everything that Trump said was true. So personally, I'm looking at a big win in the fall. And I think that Biden dug his own grave by following the wrong people. Now I'm going to interject. I'm going to bop out here for a minute because I think I've spoken enough about Ukraine for now. But yeah, many people are changing nationality. But you know, it's really crazy what's going on right now. And I think that politically, you know, I don't agree with anything that Biden says or the Democrats these days. But I was really embarrassed. I don't know about you folks. Maybe somebody can throw some comments in. But I was really embarrassed by the speech that Biden made the other day. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I saw bits of it. And when they Republicans started to laugh and mock the president, you know, you expect that when we get Trump back in there, because it's wrong. You know, I don't like the guy. I hate him. Let him speak. Let him dig his own grave. Don't make fun of him. Makes you look like a jackass. I don't know if anybody else feels that way, but you know, so, yeah, and Seal says Obama was good. I don't know about Obama. The only thing I didn't like about Obama, I'm going to answer this question because he's saying Obama was good. Obama was a great speaker. One thing I liked about Trump and I like about Obama, even though I didn't like Obama that much, but I loved him. I loved to hear him speak. It's like listening to JFK, even though I didn't like what he's saying all the time. But he was a great speaker. But the only thing I didn't like about him was the idiotic healthcare crap that he put in that destroyed the entire healthcare network. That's the topic for another day. But I think you're going to see an interesting turn of events I don't know where this war is headed, though. It's going to be interesting to follow. But I had to at least come on tonight because of the speech that Biden made. Hey, Biden, how the hell can Biden say that the world is great? The world is better now. He actually said that. He said, we're in a better place. We're doing great. Do you know anybody that's doing great right now? Paying $5, $6 a gallon for gasoline? Piece of meat for $80 to put in your oven? I'm not going to put an $80 piece of meat. I'm going to put it in a freaking showcase. I'm going to petrify the damn thing. I won't put it in my stomach and chew it down. It's insane. It's ridiculous. Crazy. Boy, I'll tell you, our night is gone. The time goes so fast. I'm like, boy, I appreciate everyone. Let me tell you first that I appreciate everyone from coming on these podcasts and support us. And you know, God bless every one of you. And at 10 o'clock every week, if you miss anything, or every Thursday, if you miss anything, please do. You can listen to them after the fact if you miss it. A lot of my listeners come on and listen it later. And anyway, I'm gonna say farewell tonight. We're gonna give our closing. We have a new, I'm supported, and this whole podcast is supported and run by Eternal Affairs Media. Anything you can do for them is absolutely appreciated. And we now have on a site, eternalaffairsmedia.com, we have Truth Premium. It's 99 cents per month. You get fewer ads and you receive exclusive premium content. There's over 8,000 articles that were put out and much more. There's a Truth Community Forum, which is wonderful. You can go to premium.eamedia.online to sign up if you're interested. And you can check out all of our articles and content on eternalaffairsmedia.com. And please support the truth powered by truth, by the truth founded in 2010. Go to premium.eamedia.online, store.eamedia.online, donate.eamedia.online, or patron.eamediaonline. And please help us support the truth. And God bless every one of you. We're going to close out at this point. Podbean is family oriented. That's true. And that's why we try to keep my politically incorrect podcasts clean as possible and as fair as possible to everyone. And I hope you enjoy it. So please pass it on to your friends. Send them our way. And keep an eye and keep your prayers in for the fighting over in Ukraine and for all those that are involved. You know, even the Russians are going up against their crazy leader and being, beaten down for it. So everybody's it's just horrible. It really is. So pray for that war to end and pray for God to come back in and save everyone and help defeat war in general. We don't need it. It's a silly war that they're going through. Crazy. God bless every one of you. We're going to say good evening and we'll see you next week. Same time, 10 p.m. Eastern on Podbean. And you have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. Everybody in 73 and Mike Viglerski. Have a great night. Take care.